When Entergy executives announced that Yankee would be shut down next year, they indicated the site in Vernon could be in limbo for many years. Jeff Forbes is chief nuclear officer for Entergy.
Full decommissioning is a long process and could take decades. Once the plant is shut down, workers will defuel the reactor and place the plant in safe store, which is an NRC-approved process in which the facility is maintained and monitored in a safe condition, and the decontamination and dismantling of the site occurs later.
Under the safe store option, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission allows operators to mothball a plant for up to 60 years. That option is not acceptable for the Shumlin administration or for development officials in Windham County. Chris Campany is executive director of the Windham Regional Commission, which promotes planning and orderly economic development in southeastern Vermont. The Regional Commission has been neutral about Yankee's continued operation, but Campany says a quick cleanup of the site is essential for the economic health of the region. He says Yankee's decommissioning fund, now at about $580 million, is not enough to pay for the full cost of cleanup. So the Windham Commission wants the Public Service Board to require Yankee and its corporate parents to put more money into the fund.
Basically, what we're suggesting is that the parent company with the deep pockets should be held responsible for the decommissioning rather than wait for the decommissioning fund to be built up. Use funds that they have right now to pay for the immediate decommissioning of the plant once it closes.
The Yankee site is served by an upgraded transmission switchyard that could serve another power plant or industry. But Campany says a major obstacle for redeveloping the area is the spent nuclear fuel that's stored on site in large steel and concrete casks. He says Entergy agreed when it bought the plant in 2002 to move the fuel if it meets their commercial interests.
We believe the Public Service Board should still hold them to that requirement. There are examples where operators have moved spent fuel from one facility to another.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has oversight over decommissioning. NRC spokesman Neil Sheehan says the process at Yankee could take at least 10 years. He points to the lengthy decommissioning periods for other New England reactors.
Even under kind of the most efficient time frames, you're still talking about at least a decade. Main Yankee shut down in 96. The work there wasn't completed until the spring of 2005. Kinetic Yankee shut down in May 98. The work wasn't completed until November 2007.
The future of Yankee's Vernon site will likely come up in the legislature next year. East Montpelier Democrat Tony Klein chairs the House Natural Resources and Energy Committee. He says lawmakers may consider a tax on spent fuel, but he says the question of the decommissioning timetable is best left for Vermont's congressional delegation to work out with the NRC.
Because it's really the NRC that is in control of the process. So, you know, we have to make it a very, very strong case that says, you know, 60, 70, 30, 40 years, it's not acceptable at all. It's not acceptable to anybody.
Entergy has asked the Public Service Board for permission to operate until the end of next year. The company says it does not need state approval to continue to store waste on site. The state has asked for 30 days to respond. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.